I was on Naked and Afraid about 6 months ago, and we went to Southern Arizona where it was still super crazy hot in the day and then crazy cold at night.
Yeah, the desert will probably do that for you. how did you decide that, man, I'm going to try to be a contestant on this?
You know, I have been having babies and nursing babies for 5 years now, and I've been an avid fan of the show, and I just told myself after my last baby that I was going to apply and see what happened, and it must have been meant to be because the casting company called me like the next week, and I was just like, what? Like, you really want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try to be yourself when you were auditioning for this, or did you have any tricks up your sleeve? Because I know you kind of want to stand out, but you also need to be unique.
Yeah, I try to just be myself, honestly. I don't have a lot of survival skills, and so I was kind of going down that route almost. I was like, I don't have a lot of skills, but I think I can do it. Like, I've envisioned it. I feel like I can do it. And so they believe me.
You're a better person than so many of us, including myself. I mean, I like to camp a little bit, but what made you think, you know what, I can be outside and completely on my own with a partner?
So the thing I like to critique the most when I watched the old episodes was just their mindset. And I could tell within day two or three if they had already decided that they were going to tap and quit. And I just decided, I was like, oh my gosh, I know how to stop myself from quitting. And so I wanted to test that. I wanted to test that thought I had.
Oh, what did you draw? What did you draw upon? How did you, you know, what type of skills or life lessons did you bring into that and set that mindset? How'd you do it?
You know, I've owned a business for quite a few years, working from home and having children, and you know, just a lot of things along the way that kind of taught me that when you have a goal, you stick it out no matter what. And so I just knew that even through the misery and through the pain that I wanted to have the reward at the end. And so I just kept my eye on the day 14, driving out of there and being so proud of myself and, you know, telling everyone I could do it and then actually doing it. That's what I was going for.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that day 14. I want to update everyone who's listening. We're visiting with Ashley Morin of Naked and Afraid, lives here in Tigard in the Portland area. I am Brett Recamp on FM News 101, and it's streaming on Discovery Plus. You can check it out. How does it work in terms of just the structure of the show? When you get there, you meet your partner, obviously you declothe and everything, but two weeks is a heck of a long time. Do you have to make it through the whole thing? Do you get support? Can you give us just a feeling of how it works from the inside?
So it was kind of a whirlwind. They drop you off and you're walking towards a guy you've never met naked. You each get to bring one survival item and a map, and they say, here's the water source, go get to it. And so once you find that, you kind of set up, you know, your own little shelter and fire area, and your main goal is to make it through, you know, the designated time. I was on the fan challenge, which is only 14 days, but the normal challenge is 21. So that could be my next goal if I choose to. But yeah, so we made it 14 days in the Arizona desert without any food, water, nothing other than we had a fire starter, a hatchet, and a pot to boil water. So that's all we had.
What are some of the roughest patches that you went through during those 2 weeks?
Oh, it was sleeping for sure. I've had newborns and I've never been that sleep deprived. I probably slept 6 hours the whole 2 weeks. It was mainly because the massive temperature change. It was hard to sleep during the day because it was so hot, and then it was hard to sleep at night because nothing worked. It was 39 degrees, and you could be facing the fire and be boiling hot on the front side of you, but your back was ice cold. So it was so much for my body.
Oh my gosh. And I would imagine just mentally, that's easily got to be the worst part, especially when you add sleep deprivation in there.
Yeah. I think if I would have, honestly, I mean, looking back, I'm like, man, if I would have just been able to sleep, that would have been such a more of an enjoyable challenge. But every day was kind of miserable because your eyes wanted to sleep, but then you lay down and you were boiling hot. So even in the shade, it was kind of crazy.
Food and water. I mean, that's what we need, right? You talked about water source getting pointed in the right direction there. Is that step number one? And then you work on shelter. Do you just form a game plan with your partner?
Yeah. So food, water, shelter. Obviously, water is most important. Then we worked on fire and shelter, and then food. He was out setting traps. I caught a few fish. We caught a snake together. We found some acorns. We ate some cactus. Nothing was very tasty at all, but we probably got a good 500 to 800 calories in the whole time we were there.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. It was small portions for sure.
Uh-huh. So everything is in small portions. Sleep, food, water. Do you find yourself just almost robotic? Basically, you're just doing step by step, making it to the next 15 minutes, an hour, and on and on?
Yeah, totally. We tried to conserve our energy during the heat of the day. So the show's only 40 minutes, so it showed a lot of action. But when you take 2 weeks of, work and you bring it down to 40 minutes, it doesn't show all the downtime. And there was a lot of conserving energy because we were pretty exhausted.
Yeah, we're talking with Ashley Morin from Naked and Afraid, lives right here in Tigard. It's streaming on Discovery Plus. I haven't even asked you about the naked part of Naked and Afraid, which is, to me, probably just goes away pretty shortly after that happens. But what's that initial, naked portion like for you?
It was way less weird than my mind had anticipated. I had massive anxiety the whole day up before insertion. Insertion's what they call where they drop you out into the wild. And most of my anxiety was I'm going to be taking off my clothes in front of a camera. And if you've ever met me or know me in person, I'm a really modest person. I don't enjoy tank tops. Like, that's how modest I am. And so I thought I was going to have a huge deal with it and almost not be able to deal with it. But within 20 minutes of walking towards wherever we had to go, our feet had thorns in them. We were hot. Our feet had blisters from the heat. I forgot that I was naked real quick because I had honestly, my mind was on 100 other things. So I was surprised how fast that weirdness wore off.
You say you're modest, and we believe you, Ashley. How did you reconcile that before, with your husband? And you have little tiny ones. I don't know how your kids are kind of young, yes?
Yeah, 6, 4, and 2.
6, 4, and 2. That's awesome. How did you come to terms with that prior to even applying for this?
My goal was bigger than, being naked. I think I did have to get over it. Luckily, one thing that helped was my husband was 100% supportive the whole time. I mean, he was going to have to be a single dad for, a few weeks, so he would have to be. But he was way cool with it, and then I wanted to do it for the big challenge of it, so I really had to just get over it somehow, and I knew I could do it. It was more the lead-up to of doing it. I knew once I did it, I would be okay.
Yeah, let's give him a shout-out. What's your husband's name?
His name is Matthew Morin, and we just got out of the Marine Corps as a family, and he's just awesome.
That's fantastic. And your partner, is that another Matthew?
Yeah, so that was really awesome. I didn't have to mess up on names. I just was
Easy.
Able to yell at Matt.
Yo, Matt! And how about the bond that you no doubt formed with your partner for a couple of weeks? Is that a special thing, and can you describe it? Do you think it'll last a while?
Oh, yeah. We've already tried to plan some trips to get our families together. He has a little one too. My husband and him are into Harley Davidsons, and so we have lots in common, and it was a really special bond, and I'm really lucky that I got someone who was married, because there's that special relationship between married couples where you form a really good team, and me and him were able to switch off duties right off the bat. I kind of became the camp mom. I did lots of water and firewood, and every day I was reinforcing our shelter, and he was out setting traps and getting food. And so we just already had that, that special mom and dad kind of traditional roles kind of going, and it worked really good for us.
Yeah, almost a true hunter-gatherer type of role.
Yeah, and I think I could go out and catch food too, but it just worked out that all these jobs had to be done, and me and him figured out a way to get them done.
Do you have any funny moments where you just sort of lost it and you're like, you're punch drunk, you're sleep deprived, you're hungry, you're thirsty, there you are, you're both naked. Do you have any moments that just sort of stand out where you're like completely goofy?
Well, I was goofy the whole time, and my family, even watching it, they were like, Ashley, it was like just hanging out with you, like you're such a goofball. However, I'm sure everyone who's listening is going to watch it now, and they're going to see the infamous moment that kind of became our, you know, in the plot, the climax of our plot, and it's where me and him eat the snake. It was either a snake or the fish, but it gave us, you know, really bad stomach aches, and yes, and I ended up sharting on national TV, and it was just, I mean, for it to happen on national TV around a cameraman and my naked partner and me being naked, it was just a really infamous, I think I'm going to be famous for that for a little bit, for sure.
Well, at least you had the guts to go out and do it, right?
Oh, I know. I have to laugh about it because, I mean, I have babies. I'm around, you know, diapers and stuff all the time. So it wasn't a huge deal to me at the time. But then when you see it on national TV, it's like, wow, some things you just need to keep to yourself there, Ashley.
It's like, oh, they left that part in now, didn't they?
And they made it the part, for sure.
Yeah, not only did they leave it in, they highlighted it.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, everyone's human. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone does silly things. And so I've chosen to kind of laugh about it and just let it be me. Let it show me be more human.
Yeah, and if you're a mother of 3, 6, 4, and 2 years old, then it's like, been there, done that. I have a 14-year-old myself. It's like, we know what time it is. We're humans. We have bodies. And we're talking with Ashley Morin from Tigered and Fresh Off Naked and Afraid, streaming on Discovery Plus. I'm Brett Recamp here on Beyond the Headlines. And as you approach the finish line, sometimes they say that it's the couple steps before the finish line where you really don't think you're going to make it because you get a little adrenaline as you get close enough to taste the end. But can you describe for us what you're feeling the couple steps before and then once you do reach your final goal?
So the biggest thing I remember is the morning of, I guess the whole night before what they call extraction. It's where they set us out on this, you know, I think ours was a 3-mile hike to a place where a car is going to pick us up and, you know, relieve us and give us water and food and take us back to civilization. The whole night before, I didn't know how I was going to make it through because I had so much adrenaline, anxiety the whole night, you know, just thinking about that first meal and calling my babies and telling them I did it. And, you know, just all those things of life that you get to get back to. It was the longest night of my whole life. Me and him were awake before the sun even set, waiting for the crew to show up so that we can start walking. But what's crazy is I never had that thought, like, I'm not going to make it. I actually was excited that I had the adrenaline to get me through that hike because I was pretty small towards the end and not a lot of food. We did have water, which was good, but I think without that adrenaline, that hike would have been near impossible, honestly. So that being said, when the truck pulled up after our 4 hours of, you know, climbing and trekking through the woods, luckily we made shoes for our extraction out of yucca plant.
Smart.
So it made our extraction way more bearable because the desert thorn and the rocks were terrible. But when that car pulled up, nothing, that whole 14 days was worth it just for that feeling of, I think one of the producers says that they pitied us for 13 days. And then on day 14, they envy us because it's just like, it's one of those things that you can't explain. It's one of these accomplishments that you did something so weird and so crazy and so out of the norm that it grows you as a person. And so I cherish day 14. It's kind of one of the reasons in the back of my mind, I'm considering going back to do the 21-day challenge, as crazy as that sounds. But just to know that you could do these things. If you're amazed by what your body and your mind can do, and you want to try it again, see if you could do it again.
Oh, man. Ashley, you're giving me goosebumps. That's really
You should try out.
Oh. No, I wouldn't last 5 minutes. How about day 15 and 16, as you come back home and you start to get back to your regular life and appreciate the things that were there 2 weeks ago, but maybe you didn't realize them, and your husband, Matthew, instead of your partner, Matthew. How much more do you appreciate those little things?
Yeah, that was a special call that I'll remember my whole life, was FaceTiming my husband as soon as I got back to my phone and charged it. And it was the longest time, you know, when your phone dies and you have to charge it to turn it back on. That was the longest charge. I'm like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And called him, and he cried when he saw me. And I was as dirt. I was black. I hadn't even showered yet. And I've only seen my husband cry once or twice. And so I'm like, are you crying because you miss me? Or are you crying because you're happy you're not a single dad anymore?
But, right.
It was a special moment. He deserves a lot of props, but it was a special time in our marriage.
Well, your whole family does. She's the star of season 13, episode 7 of Naked and Afraid, Ashley Morin. And congratulations. Since that has happened, now that the word is out, your episode is aired. It's streaming live on Discovery Plus. How has the rest of your life changed? And do you expect to just live a normal life or maybe take advantage of it, for lack of a better term, and visit with some new people?
A little bit of both. I think it definitely brought into perspective things that are important versus what, you know, what are not. I wasn't on social media for 2 weeks. Just not being part of the hustle and bustle of the everyday world, it was kind of relieving in a way. Like, my mind was really sound when I left. And so to just kind of explore that part of me, you know, is exciting too. And to be more all in with my family. I said at the end in a clip that my family was my greatest adventure. And so, mind you, I had just been miserable for 2 weeks. So I was excited to see them. But I really hang on to those words that, you know, you don't always need to get away and go find adventure. Sometimes your adventures are right there, you know, where you're at.
Very well said. And are you going to integrate some of this? You talked about whether it's the 21-day, you know, official thing or not. Are you anxious for more adventure?
Yeah, my youngest is getting a little older. You know, we've been kind of tied down with nap times and diapers and, you know, just baby routines. And so me and my husband are excited to get a camper and get out there more and take the kids camping. But I do have that little tick on my shoulder about doing another, you know, survival challenge like this. And so that opens the door for, you know, lots of things, because I, you know, I'm going to have to train and learn, you know, how to trap and set snares and stuff. So that's another route, you know, I might choose to take, or I don't know where I'm at quite yet, but I'm excited to just have this experiment or this experience under my belt. And it was just once, like, who gets to do that? Like, I'm in awe that I even did it and that I was chosen to do it. And then I finished. So I'm just going to hang on to that as long as I can. Just that feeling.
Oh, good for you. And people that are watching your episode and listening to this broadcast right now, you know, thinking, man, I might be able to do that. Do you want to talk
them
out? Do you want to talk them out of it or encourage them?
I mean, some people got the skills and they don't have the mindset. I think I was proof that mindset is more important always than skills. And so if you think in your mind that you can do hard things, go take a class or two and learn a few skills and then go try something like this. I think it was really good medicine, especially for the mind.
Congratulations on your undertaking and completion of this really enormous task that a lot of people, frankly, could not do. Yours truly right at the top of that. My wife's so much tougher than I am.
Oh, I think moms rock, so.
Yeah.
Moms should do it, too.
I do, too. Very good. Ashley, anything I haven't brought up that you want to make sure and say?
No, I think it's not currently on Discovery Plus for some reason. They took some of them down, but I talked to Discovery and it should be back up. But if you can't find it there, you can also find it on Discovery Channel's YouTube, and you can buy the episode or the season.